You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
We'd all like to see a little less dysfunction and a little more function in Congress these days. And one of the obstacles to move legislation forward at a proper pace is the current rule regarding the motion to vacate the chair in the House. Today, it's far too easy for disgruntled lawmakers to threaten to replace the Speaker of the House, throw the process into chaos. We saw this play out last year, of course, with the ouster of then-Speaker Kevin McCarthy. However, previously, under Nancy Pelosi, it was pretty hard to vacate the speakership. It actually required real consensus in order to get to that, if that was going to be the case. So we want to take a look at where it is and what actually could be done to make this a little better process while still preserving the things that are there within the Constitution. And there's a way to get about that. It's having the right conversation as opposed to a lot of this performative politics stuff that we have seen. Someone who's taking a look at how we really take the positive steps toward transforming Congress in this space, Robert Oldham is a social impact fellow at New American, a PhD candidate at Princeton University. And Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Boyd. Thanks for having me on.
Great piece in Politico with a couple of your colleagues there. Give us a little sense. Obviously, we've seen the drama playing out in Washington this week with another threat from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene in terms of this vacating of the chair. But break it down for us in terms of kind of the better way. If we want to have this, why do we have this rule to begin with? And then how do we make it actually be a little bit more productive?
Yeah, so the motion to vacate currently, where you just have to have one member bring forward a motion that can pass on a majority of the House, this was put in place at the beginning of the 118th Congress when they were forming the negotiating over to get McCarthy into the speaker position and to try to get ready for the session to start. The conservatives that were not voting for McCarthy, this was one of the demands that they wanted. Was they wanted a motion to vacate where one member could basically say, if we want to have a vote on getting rid of the speaker, we can have the speaker. McCarthy tried to negotiate that down. He wanted it to be at least five members. He wanted, he tried various things to make it so he wouldn't kind of face this gun to the head, but it didn't really work. They demanded the one member motion to vacate. And so that's what he got.
Yeah. And
Go ahead.
So I want to get into your proposal and obviously under Speaker Pelosi, that was not the rule, but give us kind of the origin story of the rule, why it's in there. And then why it has changed?
It's essentially a motion of no confidence. You see these in most legislative settings where you can vote to get rid of the speaker. We've seen this used back far back in House history. It was threatened at least against Speaker Joseph Cannon back in the early 20th century. So. It's just kind of it's a feature of legislative politics. I would say that there's a mechanism available to the legislative body in order to get rid of the current leadership if they don't like it.
Yeah, and of course that should be a proper thing within a legislative body. And I think again historically it's required a little more than one. Usually it's been at least half or some large number, so it would have to do that. You and your colleagues have a really interesting proposal that I think is worth thinking about. That doesn't get rid of the idea of vacating the chair, but it causes it to be something very different. Explain it to us.
Yeah, so we're basically proposing instead of a vote of no confidence, which is what the current motion to vacate allows, it is a motion of a constructive no confidence. So you see this in other democracies. Germany and Spain, for example, both have this. Where basically the rule says that if you are going to propose to get rid of the current government or, in our case, House leadership structure, if you want a new speaker, then on the motion where you said we're going to get rid of the speaker, so we're going to get rid of Mike Johnson, you have to specify who's going to replace Johnson as a result. So this is basically, what happened back in last fall when they got rid of McCarthy. They replaced something, the McCarthy leadership structure, with nothing. So, you can think of this as a decapitation of the House with, let's be honest, there was really no plan to replace what was going to come after McCarthy. idea that you can just go up and go in and blow things up and then, you know, walk away, you know, let the bridge burn behind you type thing. You actually have to have a plan in place and, you know, someone who can take over a speaker, that the people that are vacating or, you know, voting to get rid of the speaker, that they agree on. So, you know, obviously this would probably be difficult for, you know, very conservative Republicans and then, you know, Democrats who, you know, you need a considerable number of Democratic votes to get rid of a Republican speaker. It would probably be very difficult for them to come together on a consensus candidate. So this would take a lot of the, you know, the chaos inducing, nature that we saw in that previous motion to vacate, that would be gone.
Yeah, and I think there's something to that. One, removing the chaos, this whole idea of replacing something with nothing, but it would force those who want to vacate the speaker or replace the speaker to say, hey, we think so-and-so, we think candidate A should be the speaker, or Representative B should be the speaker, because that shows the cards and some thought much more than just, hey, we don't like this person because they didn't give us what we wanted, so we're going to ouster them. It requires much more. And I think that would completely change the conversation in terms of what that might look like actually on the floor of the House.
Yeah, it would certainly allow some of these speakers the ability to probably sleep a little bit, you know, a little bit easier at night, knowing that, you know, obviously in politics, there's lots of many different factions and, you know, many different people that are gunning for you at any moment. But it's often easier for them to come together and, you know, be opposed to something rather than come together and, you know, actually offer a new plan. So if you're, you know, Mike Johnson or, you know, whatever speaker comes next in our history, knowing that your opponents actually have to agree on something other than the fact that they just don't like you, that's probably going to make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes the speaker sleep any better at night, but they would at least be able to govern better during the day. And I think that's actually the real purpose there, to get people to a point where they can function from a position of strength and confidence, as opposed to functioning from a position of weakness, where every move and every conversation, someone's going to be offended or counter-offended or preemptively offended and threaten your speakership. I just don't think that's any way to govern a country or a Congress. So as you look at this moving forward, as you've shared this idea, any traction there, any allies or common cause folks that might say, hey, this is something that we ought to be talking about? I doubt anything's going to happen before the next election, but maybe in the new Congress at the January of 2025.
You know, I would also be surprised if anything changed before the end of this Congress, but, you know, hope springs eternal, I guess. No, I think, you know, there's a, you know, people who have, you know, kind of proposed ideas similar to this one, you know, at least at the very least different from the one person motion to vacate. Like you mentioned the fact that under Pelosi, you had to have, you know, majority of at least one party had to sign on to the motion to vacate. So that in itself would be a positive change. Representative Tim Burchett, who was actually one of the members of the original rebels that ousted McCarthy, he's also suggested something similar, where you would have to have unanimous agreement among Republicans on who the next speaker would be if you're going to get rid of the current speaker. So, you know, we've seen some of these ideas percolating up. You know, I don't think Americans are often, you know, looking to other countries to kind of see how we should do things. You know, we have obviously a unique political system, so there's some reasons for that. But we've seen that, you know, this work in other countries, and I think you know, there's reason to think that this could be a something for reformers and for members of Congress to think about going forward.
Yeah, definitely, this is definitely something worth thinking about for sure. Robert Oldham, Social Impact Fellow at New America, PhD candidate at Princeton University, great piece in Politico today. Check that out. And Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on, Boyd. Take care.
All right, it's Robert Oldham, Social Impact Fellow at New America, and it is a great piece. I hadn't thought of it in these terms, but I do think it's worth thinking again about in terms of this simple rule, and it sort of played out with Kevin McCarthy, who was so determined to become the speaker that he was willing to negotiate down to allowing a single member to issue a motion to vacate the chair. And then, as Robert pointed out, then you replace something with nothing. And that's easy. Anybody can do that. It's Robert pointed out, it's like you're burning the bridge and away you go. And I always say, may the bridges you burn light your way. And I think that's what we've been seeing in the chaos of Congress. And so to require those with that motion to vacate also saying who they would appoint or who they would nominate as the successor, I think completely changes the conversation. That's worth thinking about. We'll be right back.